Rick Scott, Democrat Agenda Against American Families, Blue Collar Workers. By Sean Moran on March 4, 2021. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, wrote on Thursday that the Democrat agenda proves they are against American families and blue collar workers. Scott released a statement in reaction to a New York Times report that claimed, despite blue-collar workers' support for former President Donald Trump and Republicans, blue-collar workers allegedly do not receive much in return. Scott said that Democrat policies do not aid the average American. The NRSC noted in a press release that Democrats want open borders and closed schools. The NRSC contended that President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's DNY immigration policies created a new migrant crisis on the southern border. They added that Democrats opened schools for migrant children while refusing to stand up to teachers' unions that would not open the country's schools. Biden killed roughly 11,000 jobs by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. Democrats have also endorsed tax cuts for millionaires. While Democrats continue to consider passing their $1.9 trillion coronavirus bill, Senate Democrats are also considering an expansion of COBRA subsidies for laid-off workers, which would also include COBRA subsidies for illegal immigrants. Scott said in a statement Thursday. One look at the Democrats' agenda proves that they are the party working against American families, blue-collar workers, job creators, and students. In no world is refusing to reopen schools, killing good-paying jobs in the middle of the pandemic and hiking taxes on middle-class families representative of a party that supports the working class. Scott added, Republicans will continue to fight for American families and students, work to create good-paying jobs, and protect the values that make our country great. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.